This is the 880 All Local, catching you up on the stories making news. Here's the latest from the WCBS newsroom.
The MTA's new budget proposal calls for a big increase in the number of police officers. WCBS reporter Peter Haskell with more.
The 500 new cops will cost roughly $250 million over 4 years. By cracking down on fare evasion, revenue should be boosted $50 million a year. Up until now, officials had said the manpower was needed to crack down on fare beaters. Now MTA Chairman and CEO Pat Foy is also talking about terrorism.
Not far from here, the Port Authority, 42nd Street and 8th Avenue, at the end of 17, there was an attempted act of terrorism. Fortunately, no one was hurt and there was no substantial property damage, but those risks are real and remain with us.
Some rider advocates think there are better ways to spend the money. Board member Veronica Vanterpool is wondering about the 500 cops.
I think before we're saying that this is the right number, we need to understand why this is the right number.
Crime in the subway is down. At MTA headquarters, Peter Haskell, WCBS News Radio 880.
Those new cops will be coming in amid frustration from commuters over low-level arrests at subway stations. Kevin Rincon heard from the police.
Just last week, Elsa, a churro vendor, was arrested at Broadway Junction.
What's she doing?
And then this week, officers were seen pinning a man down in Harlem at a subway platform for selling candy.
I spent time as a transit cop, and I know people need to feel safe in the subway. And you think, well, somebody's selling candy, what does that have to do with safety? Somebody selling churros, what does that have to do with safety?
NYPD Commissioner James O'Neill says it is about following the rules.
When police officers ask someone for ID, or they ask people to comply, they should comply.
He says the churro vendor had gotten 10 summonses over the last 5 months. The man arrested for selling candy, he had a lengthy record himself. As for the new cops that are coming in, O'Neill says they'll work with them to make the subways even safer, but called it a state decision. Kevin Rincon, WCBS News Radio 880.
The trial of former Suffolk County DA Tom Spoda is underway today. Here's WCBS reporter Sophia Hall.
This is a rare day to see a former DA on trial. But here in Central Islip at the federal courthouse, former Suffolk County DA Tom Spoda, who served for 15 years and is 78 years old, is on trial, accused of covering up the actions of the former police chief. Spoda's attorneys say the feds have a poor quality of evidence and that Spoda is innocent because he never knew that the former chief, James Burke, beat up the suspect who stole a duffel bag from his police cruiser. The defense says Spoda never told anyone to lie and never destroyed evidence. However, prosecutors say Spoda threatened those in the police department and DA's office if they told the truth. Burke, the former chief, did plead guilty to the crime and spent nearly 4 years in prison. Sophia Hall, WCBS News Radio 880.
New Jersey Assembly and Senate committees today approved a proposed ban on flavored e-cigarettes. More than 2,000 Americans who vape have gotten sick since March. Many of them are young people. At least 42 have died. The CDC recently announced a breakthrough finding vitamin E acetate was found in the vaping devices used by many who got sick.
Connecticut has confirmed its first two flu deaths of the season. Both patients over 65. They died last week. 47 people in Connecticut have been hospitalized with the flu so far this year. The state recorded 88 flu deaths last season. Chief Meteorologist Craig Allen, 50 tomorrow. Yay.
I think we could do it. It's one day, so take it all in while you can. Mostly cloudy for tonight. Maybe a sprinkle or flurry, especially in our northern suburbs over the next few hours. The low 35 to 40, which is not as low as the last several nights, near 30 in some suburbs. Tomorrow, shooting for that 50-degree mark tomorrow as it becomes mostly sunny for a while. Clear and colder again, though, tomorrow night, dropping quickly down into the 20s, wind chill in the teens for Friday night, and Saturday's a cold one. Cold start to the weekend, highs only 35 to 40 degrees with a mixture of sunshine and clouds. Right now, 44, humidity 38%, and a west-southwest wind. That should help keep it from getting too cold tonight. West-southwest wind, 8 miles per hour.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.